Hi guys, my name is Michelle, and welcome to Yincoincast. I'm a freelancer, content creator, and cryptocurrency enthusiast. And I am here to spread awareness on Yincoin and how it can help content creators like me and donors as well. Our dreams and passions in life should not be distant. You can make your future happen. Hi guys, welcome to Yincoincast. Did you miss me? I've been away for a whole week due to sickness, but I am definitely back and ready to slay. So for today's show, we have a guest in the house. She's quite known locally in the Philippines as the co-founder of Social Media Academy. She is the chief of operations at Prime Press and a community growth and PR consultant for brands. She has contributed contents at Influensive, BuzzFeed, and a featured contributor at the Goodman Project. Please give it up for Melissa Profeta. Hi, Mel. How are you?
I'm great, although I have a cough. I just caught a cold, but I'm okay. How are you?
Well, yeah, most of the part actually doing great as well. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm a bit nervous doing this interview, but because guys, Melissa is actually one of my coaches, as I'm also part of the Social Media Academy, so that's where the nervousness comes from. So let's move on. Well, guys, as mentioned earlier, Melissa has quite a number of achievements over the past few years. She's known locally in the Philippines as the co-founder of Social Media Academy. She is the chief operations at Prime Press and a community growth and PR consultant for brands. She has contributed contents at Influensive and BuzzFeed and a featured contributor at the Goodman Project. Not to mention, she has worked with multiple huge international clients as well. Whew! So, Mel... How do you manage to do all these? Let me also ask you the question, why you do what you do?
Well, that's a pretty deep question. But anyway, when it comes to asking you, when people ask me, why do you do a lot of these things? Because I want to create a legacy for my daughter's future. Mm-hmm. And how I get to manage all of these is basically, you know, time management and also delegation. I've learned that if I want to do all the things all by myself, in order for me to scale and be able to accomplish more things, I really have to, collaborate with people or hire people so that I can scale and do more and accomplish more. So that's it.
Wow. Well, you are really definitely a queen boss, or maybe that's a bit redundant, yeah. I guess.
Let me tell you that it took me a while before I, before I realized that I really have to delegate stuff. It's because I had this trust issues before, because I had some bad hires, if I may say. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot from that experience, and definitely right now, I ask specific questions and I really determine what's the goal of the person that I'm going to collaborate with or the person that I'm going to hire or work with.
Wow, that's one good advice you got there. But let's go back a few years. How did you start a career as a freelancer or content creator during the first part of your career? How was it?
Well, I have a pretty puzzled background. And before I even became a freelancer, I was a startup co-founder. And I also used to work as a team lead and a training specialist in the BPO center. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you, like, a couple of years back. So after I decided to resign from the BPO industry, mm-hmm. I went with my co-founder and we started this company. We sold Gluten Tide. I don't know if you're familiar with, or like the audience here right now, if they're familiar or if they are a fan of Gluten Tide and soap, but the skin whitening soap is kind of a phenomenon. It's like most of the people here want to have lighter skin, right?
Yeah.
Because we have naturally tan skin. But anyway, so that's the kind of product that we were selling before. Skin whitening soaps, slimming juice, all the kind of fancy. Pretty much, we were actually sold out. during the initial, but then we weren't really looking at the financial aspect. And that's the biggest mistake that we've had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've learned a lot in that experience. And so anyways, fast forward, when we finally saw that we were already bankrupt and we didn't have enough funds in the company, we had to like sell almost all of our assets, and to the point that we were left with one car. We used to have like four cars because we're also doing buy and sell at that time. Mm-hmm. And then we had to sell all of them and then use the last one as a collateral for a big loan, just to keep the company afloat. But then we cannot continue anymore because we were really like, you know, zero. So we had to close it out. So that point of my life, that was the lowest of the low, lowest point of my life. That was around 2015. Mm. And then good thing is I know how to pray and I have, you know, I wouldn't say I'm religious, but I at least I have a personal relationship with God. Yeah. So I prayed one night and asked him what else can I do? Like, I feel like I want, because I was thinking of committing suicide at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not encouraging suicide in anything, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were really bankrupt. But like, I didn't know what to do at that point. Mm-hmm. So during that night when I prayed, so I slept, and then I think I had this dream that I had to wake up and then just go to my computer. And so I did. So I went to the computer and voila, I entered the magic words, online jobs. And the first, was history. So basically, at that point, I just then realized that I have skill sets and I pretty much know a lot of things already and I have an internet. So what can I do to turn the kind of skills that I have into money? So ending, yeah, I got gigs right away. I think after a week of looking for a client, I got a gig. And I didn't start as a marketer. I started in telesales. So I was doing outbound and inbound telesales and then got to meet a lot of CEOs and doing basically closing, a sales closer stuff kind of jobs. And then I think the biggest turning point in my freelancing career, the one that really made me hit the six figures dream, was the one CEO hired me as a consultant for their software. And then I met media marketing experts from Australia and I became his assistant. I was, you know, I love reading and I love reading. I like being updated about the trends. So, and I've noticed that there were tons of, well, I'm not trying to badmouth the industry or whatever, but I'm just saying this is like in my opinion. So I've seen that there were tons of movements from hiring people through a call center versus hiring freelancers. So if that was already happening in the US at that time, and I said it, it's not about that might be needed by people, and then you know it's digital marketing. So I became a social media marketing assistant for this expert, and then he basically he was the one who trained me and really taught me what are the ins and outs of social media marketing. And then eventually, it all started from there. I started from making sure that I nurture all the things that I know about social media and how to utilize social media and all that kind of fancy. And then there. Wow. And that's it. I started the group and then I met Nyx and all the other famous mentors right now. And I collaborated with them. And then Nyx told me that like, you know, we were already seeing demand and people were already asking, what if you guys just start a course and teach us what you guys are doing? And then yeah. I agree with Nick, it's just Social Media Academy. And then here we are.
Yeah, the rest
Social Media Academy it is.
Yes. You know, I'm really very thankful that I became part of Social Media Academy and still am a part. So now, in a way, Mel, I can actually relate to you because I also used to work in the corporate world. And apart from getting tired of that, I also have a daughter like you that I also need to take care of. So I also guess that freelancing is also perfect for me. Now, do you think freelancing is for everyone?
Good question. I don't think freelancing is it for everyone. It's because, but you know, not everyone has the sense of accountability, but it's something that's workable, it's trainable, and it could be instilled in someone's mind. So I think for some people who's not really feeling very accountable about their actions, and so I still have hope for them, and I think they can still do and try freelancing and see if it works out, then go ahead. If not, then it's their choice. Yeah. But yeah, that's my answer. It's freelancing is not for everyone because it requires a high level of being a resourceful type of person and some sense of accountability and making sure that you're not in the working mentality, but you are in the business management mentality.
Wow. I didn't think of it that way, to be honest with you, really. Now, what would you like to tell people who are starting out as a content creator or maybe a freelancer, the ones that you told us about, the ones who aren't that sure yet, if it's really for them or if not, any sort of advice?
Well, you know, for me, everyone is a content creator right now because of social media. It has really opened freedom for people to create their own content, publish their own content also with WordPress, Medium, LinkedIn, all these kinds of mediums that are available right now. But the thing is, when it comes to content creation, if you're that type of person who has no real intent or has no clear goal about what you really want to say to the people that you want to attract or the audience that you want to attract, then I would think that you have to rethink your strategy first before you continue publishing content. Because, you know, people have several reasons for publishing content. It could be because they just want to. They just want to publish their craft, publish content in the first place. So after setting your clear goal and really understanding what your intent is and why you have to publish content, the second would be to narrow down and really focus on enhancing your messaging and make sure that you have written down the people that you want to target. Because if, for example, your goal is to attract clients, so the next step that you would want to do before you even strategize what type of content to put out there is to narrow down what type of business owners do you want to be your client. Like, what kind of businesses would it be? A small business owner who owns a spa? Or is it the type of business owner who owns a coaching firm? Or is it a type of business owners who owns an e-com? Or what kind of business owner, right? So that has to be narrowed down. So right after you have, so that's the second one. Goal first, second, refine your targets. And then the third, you go ahead and strategize. For strategy, I would recommend people to start selecting which platforms to use, because not all platforms will be beneficial for your type of content. And if you're going to utilize everything and you're going to go Gary Vee kind of style right away, that's going to exhaust. Yeah. So you have to like select which platform you're going to concentrate on and really put your efforts in it first before you expand. So like, you know, common would be, most personal for millennials would be, the first choice would be Facebook, right?
Yeah.
But then if you really want to attract the B2B kind of side, would be LinkedIn. if you are in the e-commerce market, you know, you are in the fashion industry or you're in the fitness industry, then it will be Instagram. So the reason why I would recommend people to do that is because if you're going to put out content right off the bat, you don't get audience right away. So there are specific tactics you have to do right after you publish your content. So it's not like, okay, right after this, I've already written down the things that I like, and this is my brand, and this is the pictures I'm getting, so I'm going to post. This is like, I think this is one common mistake of content creators out there. Like they think that right after they post, they automatically get traction. No, it doesn't work that way.
This podcast is sponsored by Yuncoin. Yuncoin gives donors coins for every dollar they give to YouTuber and content creators. Register an account at yuncoin.com and receive $25 worth of coins. Helping, not mining. That is how you can make the difference in people's lives and earn more coins.
There are certain things that you have to do first before you even get traction. Let me give you, for the listeners out there, the ingredients. So right after you post, okay, or before you even post, number one, you have to make sure that you have created a well-crafted copy. So it should be copywritten. So copywritten, it means that you have you really have a clear context and you have defined who you're really talking to, and you have identified what you want them to do next, mm-hmm. or you really identified what kinds of emotions you want them to feel. So that's one. And then right after that, so once you hit publish, there are other things that you have to do. So second would be, you have to ask yourself first, do you have an existing audience right now? Because if you don't have an existing audience right now, say you're the only people, say you're using Facebook, the only people that you have, that you are friends with on Facebook are just, you know, your close friends. Yeah. So let's, what if, for example, you're trying to attract fitness coaches and you don't have any fitness coach and a friend, okay? Yes. So what are you going to do to make sure that you're going to really reach out that type of people and that you want to attract? So you have to be present in groups of fitness coaches, or you have to be visible in fitness groups, whatever kinds of fitness groups. If you're outside of your feed, so what are you gonna do first, right? In order for you to attract eyeballs to your feed. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you have to do, let's say for example, you're in a Facebook group and you've seen that there are tons of fitness coaches in there interacting with each other, talking to one another, and they don't know you. So it's like being inside a party. If people don't know you, do you just shout, "Hi, my name is blah blah blah"? You don't do that, right? Yeah. So the first thing that you do first is to approach at least one. So if you are inside the Facebook group, think of the Facebook group as a private party. So mm-hmm. the first thing is to interact and give value to people so that you could attract people to come over to your profile. And it would make sense for you to start publishing content once you are getting the traction. And I would say that there has to be like some sort of consistency in publishing and interacting. So interacting in that group of people or group or Facebook group, whatever kind of group, mm-hmm. interaction should be consistent, and the publishing of content should be consistent, because you cannot pull them on your profile if you don't make yourself interesting. So that's one thing that people should do if they're really into creation of content. So for the benefit of their...
I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I was about to say. So it really does take some time, right? It's not just in one snap you get all these people. You know,
yes.
I'm really very thankful for all of these value that you're giving us. I mean, I really did not make a mistake of picking you as one of our guests here in Uncoincast. Do you want to plug anything or want to tell us what you're up to or how they can reach you for those people who want to reach you and ask you for consulting mm-hmm. advices or anything?
Plug, well, we have an ongoing enrollment for Social Media Academy. So if people would like to enhance their social media marketing skills, that would be one. You can check us out. You could just click on join.socialmediamanager.ph, and we're launching a brand new program for SMA next year. And if, like, for example, you want to reach out, you want to consult or ask questions that's related about PR or social media, you could go ahead and email me at melissa@primepress.co. So that's melissa@primepress.co. I'm giving free consultations, actually, mostly for personal brands. But if it's going to be for business, we can jump in a discovery call and I can give you free insights so we can start our relationship together. Shut up.
Right, that's perfect, guys. So once again, that's melissa@primepress.co. Melissa, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. And it's really, really been a pleasure. And I'll talk to you again next time. Well, guys, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. And as mentioned, on the next episode, we will still be talking with Melissa Profeta here at Uncoincast. For more info about Uncoin, please visit the website at www.uncoin.com and register to receive coins right away. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Michelle, and you just listened to Uncoincast, the official podcast of Uncoin. Goodbye!